Geek Radio Daily for not Monday, March 23rd. Sure, you call it Tuesday, but we know what it really is. It's DVD Day. It's time to talk all kinds of wonderful geekified news. It's time to see what's going on in the world with people like the Flintstress.
And one time at Bandcamp?
We can't find that out here. This is not that type of show.
No.
Hello, I'm Billy Flynn.
Stop playing with my knobs and listen to the podcast.
I said it's not that kind of show. So welcome. This date in 1775, Patrick Henry made his famous "Give me liberty or give me death" speech.
Right here in Richmond in Church Hill, there's a big statue of him.
Yeah, there is.
Yeah. In 1794, the USA's first patent was granted to Joseph G. Pearson for a riveting machine.
1840, the first successful photo of the moon was taken, although it made a face.
In 1857, Elijah Otis's first passenger elevator was installed in New York City.
1858, Eliezer A. Gardner of Philadelphia patented the first plans for a cable car system.
Mm. In 1891, the first concert was held at Carnegie Hall. You know how to get to Carnegie Hall?
Practice. 1903, the Wright brothers obtained an airplane patent.
In 1929, the first telephone was installed in the White House.
Oh, I'm sorry, but you missed 1912 when the first cell phone was invented. The Dixie Cup was invented in
1964, skipping ahead, John Lennon's first book, In His Own Right, was published in Britain.
In 1981, the Supreme Court upheld a law making statutory rape a crime for men, but not for women. I want my equality, damn it.
In 1994, NASA released pictures of the first discovered moon circling an asteroid.
In 2001, the Russian Mir space station was disposed of, breaking up in the atmosphere before falling into the southern Pacific Ocean near Fiji.
Oh, bye, Mir. We'll miss you.
Bye-bye.
That's all I had. I've got some birthdays.
Like Steve Reichberg's birthday. Steve Reichberg's birthday is today. He does podcasts. He sings. He dances. He does a
happy birthday,
Irish
Steve.
Jig. It's fantastic.
I have Luciana Caro is 29. She is Kat on Battlestar Galactica and currently on Caprica. And I rode in the elevator with her at Dragon Con.
You certainly did. Carrie Russell is 34. Sure, she was Felicity, but damn it, she was in Waitress, and that's a damn fine
movie. And she was Wonder Woman.
She was Wonder Woman in the animated. Ooh, good stuff.
Michelle Monaghan is 34. She was Angela Gennaro in Gone Baby Gone.
Richard Grieco is 45. Oh my God, Booker from 21 Jump Street. If looks could kill, Richard Grieco is 45.
Huh. Amanda Plummer, daughter of Christopher Plummer, and Honey Bunny in Pulp Fiction is 53.
Love you, Honey Bunny. Kim Stanley Robinson is 58, author of the Mars Trilogy.
How could you have skipped Chaka Khan? She's 57. Chaka Khan.
Because.
Chaka Khan.
Kari Cleary is 60. Chaka. That's Corinne in Moonraker.
Chaka Khan.
Okay.
Anthony DeLongis is 60 from Star Trek Voyager.
David Pike is 72. He's a jazz vibraphone player because I do one musician a day, and Dave Pike is fracking amazing.
Wow. Catch him if you can. Craig Breedlove is 73. He holds the land speed record for the first to reach 400, 500, and 600 miles per hour.
And no longer with us, but the subject of one of the most horrifically bad movies that I love, Joan Crawford, was born on this date in 1905, and there are, in fact, no more wire hangers to be found.
And that movie is not on TV, but CBS brings us their typical lineup, NCIS, NCIS Los Angeles, and The Good Wife, all reruns, too. Black.
Over on ABC, you've got last week's enhanced episode of Lost, followed by this week's episode of Lost. And
a Richard episode.
It is. It's the Richard... getting information from, and then V, the arrival. So it's just, oh my God.
Right?
It's
just, geek-gasm.
I geeked myself.
NBC has The Biggest Loser, followed by a new episode of Parenthood.
Jabbar has an accident. I didn't know Jabbar was even in this movie.
What about Babar?
Fox on American Idol, the top 11 finalists compete, whoever they are. I won't tell you because that way if you're in a different part of the world, it won't ruin it.
They're being mentored by Miley Cyrus.
Oh, God, I wish I didn't even know that.
Sorry.
It's okay.
On the CW, 90210, Melrose Place and TMZ, all new.
Teddy and Silver go on their first date, while on Melrose, Ella feels overwhelmed. CMT, Country Music Television, yes, by God, it is Urban Cowboy.
They show that movie all the time.
All the flipping time, but you love the Mechanical Bull.
FX has a movie on Hitman, based on the video game, right?
Featuring Timothy Oliphant.
Ah, and a new episode of Justified.
Featuring Timothy Oliphant. Oh!
Whoa!
Sci-Fi Channel showing the Dunwich Horror, the Jeffrey Combs Dean Stockwell version.
Based on a story by H.P. Lovecraft, right?
Yes, indeed.
Spike has... I think UFC Unleashed in Blue Mountain.
BBC America showing the Doctor Who episode Midnight.
FMC has a movie I really liked when I was younger, Romancing the Stone. Fun little movie, followed by French Kiss.
Chiller Network is showing Stephen King's miniseries of The Stand, which is pretty good. But if anything, we're watching the Hallmark Channel. That is because a woman who cares for her sister and two nieces learns her former beau is back in town. Jean Smart, Carol Kane all fall under Audrey's reign. Aww.
No blasted lettuce today.
Not a single one, because everyone was so strifed with Monday. They couldn't. They were too busy to do it. And I understand, because there's nothing worse than a Monday, except for the cloudy, rainy Monday that a lot of us had today.
I have an email, but I'm sharing it. I'm saving it for this weekly show.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
How about that? People send you emails?
Every now and then. What's my email address, Billy Flynn?
Well, yours is kind of like everybody's. All you'd really have to do is remember your names. Podcast Billy Flynn, the Bruce Flynnstress. We're all located at geekradiodaily.com. It's just that easy. So there you go. If you'd like to drop a note, please do. It's no longer Monday. It is Tuesday, which means it's time to look at your new DVDs that are coming out in Geekified News this Tuesday, March 23rd edition of Geek Radio Daily.
In a world where vampires sparkle.
I sparkle!
In a time when Fox execs throw our favorite shows to the lions.
You can't take the sky from me!
The signs of the geek apocalypse are everywhere.
Trekkies in brown coats living together.
But there is a place for your geek salvation. The Jesus Geeks Podcast. A place where you can explore entertainment, culture, and the geek lifestyle from a Christian point of view. Visit www.thejesusgeeks.com now. The salvation of your geek may depend on it.
Oh, and we might just be able to help you with your soul, too.
This is Gareth David Lloyd from Torchwood, and this is Geek Radio Daily.
Stop it. Geek Radio Daily for Tuesday, March 23rd, 2010. A fantastic day, because it's a day you can catch me talking some really cool stuff over at the Chronic Rift. They've got a great show. And they even let me spoil it by being on there. So by all means, go download it and tell them that I didn't ruin it. In fact, give them more numbers just so they'll think that I'm a cool guy and invite me back.
I'm going to listen.
Thank you. That's exactly the kind of love I'm talking about right there.
Sir.
What?
Are either one of these any good?
I don't watch movies.
No, but you do. In fact, sometimes you buy them. And you can do that today.
And there's some new ones out on DVD, starting with The Blind Side. I read the book and I liked it, but you know, Sandra Bullock won her Academy Award. I don't know if the movie's any good.
Academy Award winning The Blind Side. Okay, sorry, no, please. Brothers is out. This is that Jake Gyllenhaal, Tobey Maguire. They're going to fight to see who's actually playing Spider-Man. No. Goes off to war, comes
to
back.
To the death?
And his brother is with his girl now. They thought he was dead. He's not. Oh no.
Snap.
It's like Springer, but with Tobey Maguire.
Looks like they do have a re-release of Toy Story and Toy Story 2. I guess they've been remastering them for the new one or whatever. So
yes, indeed.
Those are new out on DVD today as well.
The movie that's probably not as good as I wanted it to be, The Men Who Stare at Goats, is out. George Clooney.
I think it may actually be funny.
You think?
Subversively funny.
We'll have to see.
Also, one I've been wanting to see is the Fantastic Mr. Fox.
I also want to see that today. Something I have no interest in whatsoever is The Triumph of Dingus McGraw, Village Idiot, is on DVD today. And if you think about it, that's not the last one. That's not the last DVD we're talking about. So, moving on.
Wow. For the, total Stargate Atlantis fans in your life, the complete series gift set for like $125 is out today.
You should get that and come to Starfest, because someone's going to be there. Who? I'm not going to tell you. Go to starland.com to find out. The Prisoner, the new, The Prisoner that was on,
With Jesus.
Yes. With Jesus and Gandalf. That Prisoner is on DVD today. So is season 3 of Mad Men. Crod Mandune and the Flaming Sword of Fire is all out on DVD today.
Is it on my list? Nope.
That's right, because we're saving the best for last, because today you can pick up... Oh, that's right. WKRP in Cincinnati is not on DVD. Neither is the last season of...
And Muppet Babies.
Neither is the last season of Parker Lewis. But until then, we can see the story that has a search for a woman. She's going for her missing grandmother. Sue and her friends are terrorized by a mythical creature who roams the desert. Today, you can face Legend of Sand Squatch. I kid you not.
I'm not wearing any pants. Film at 11.
geek news. I didn't know Bruce was in the desert.
Get a vacuum cleaner. Take a look at the world from a geeky point of view. Oh, by the way, just out of nowhere, yeah, Chris Evans officially Captain America. Yesterday we only thought so. Today it's official.
Flame on.
Exactly. So no, moving on. We've got Transformers 3 news.
Because really?
Because the casting, the casting has started. Do you know who Michael Bay says he's got for this movie?
Ben Affleck.
Francis McDormand. Wait for it. John Malkovich.
What?
If he was playing Teddy KGB and she was from Fargo, that would be fantastic. But you know what's better than anything? Senior Chang, Yoshido, yes, has been cast as well.
Ken Jeong?
Yes. Francis McDormand is going to play...
He's funny.
Francis McDormand's going to play a villain, but Senior Chang is going to be in it, so there you go.
Wow.
That makes me happy.
Well, Hogwarts did not burn down over the weekend.
Well, thank God for that.
No, but over the weekend, news began to spread that a fire broke out at the set of the latest Harry Potter film, Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows, destroying a set from the Wizarding School at Hogwarts. And insiders say that, no, there were some big effects. Obviously, you know, some battles and some explosions and some other stuff going on. And while part of the set does need to be rebuilt because they need it for more filming and that kind of thing, they did do some serious destruction. But never fear, you know, all of the longstanding sets, the Great Hall, Dumbledore's office are, you know... totally fine, did not burn down over the weekend. So I'm looking forward to the last or the next. And are they going to do it over two movies?
Two
still?
Movies, yeah.
The next installments to the Harry Potter franchise, and it looks like fire will stop them.
Until they have Hogwarts, the new class. Mr. Screech could be a teacher at the Dark Arts. Yeah.
Oh, no.
So if you remember VHS tapes, you remember there's a certain part of our population that didn't like all the things that were in the movies. So there was a company that sanitized and cut out the bad parts of movies.
Walmart?
No, this was a different company than that. But something that Walmart would definitely be selling is going to be the ClearPlay system, which uses patented technology integrated into the next generation of DVD players to skip and mute content based on seven categories that can be set to viewing preferences. You can take out violence, blood, nudity, sex, swearing, blasphemy, and wait for it, offensive content. What is offensive content? The people behind this claim that... they've got a couple of movie studios interested in making their DVDs compatible with this technology. So if you're really concerned about your precious snowflake and want them to be able to watch The Crow or Kill Bill, but you not have to do anything about it, it can finally happen.
Wow. You ready for some science?
I love science. Science is awesome.
Well, how about an intergalactic internet? Doesn't that just sound like a total geekasm, right? SETI
Is that
founder,
why E.T. was calling home?
SETI founder Frank Drake thinks that it could be possible. Alien civilizations may have created an intergalactic internet using an aspect of general relativity called gravitational lensing. Okay, what this is where massive objects such as stars can bend the light of a background object. So a distant planet full of intelligent life is sending electromagnetic signals of their presence. Now it's on their way to Earth, but the signal gets bent around the star and we don't really know about it. So it's kind of interesting. It all, you know, kind of relates to Einstein's general theory of relativity, and it has to do with all kinds of timey-wimey, wibbly-wobbly, space-time types of things, but it's kind of cool. This is a really neat article, and if you really kind of want to check it out, it's in the show. It's at geekradiodaily.com, and it just it's really kind of blow-your-mind cosmic stuff.
Outstanding. So, GM. GM's going to bring you something, and already, you're going to want this. You ready? Augmented reality windshield. A heads-up display, a HUD for your windshield. You know in the movies when they're driving and the windshield's sort of computerized and you can see stuff and display information?
Yeah.
Well, they'd like to bring you such a thing. They'd like you to get some warning from your windshield that pops up that talks about road hazards, like kids playing in the street or vehicles that are in your blind spot. There's something they want to bring to the market around 2016. The enhanced vision system would monitor a driver's eye and head movements with sensors both inside and outside the vehicle. It would then overlay enhanced views of the road on top of an actual scene visible through the windshield. So like if, for instance, the road, it's foggy, the sensors could see the road ahead of it a little bit and it could pop up little highlighted lines along the side so you could see where the road would be.
Yeah, but when a rock hits your windshield on 95, how much is that going to cost to replace?
It's $27,000.
Cha-ching.
That's why we've all got to get rich and get rid of these damn rocks. Rocks are destroying technology.
They're evil.
Geek Radio Daily, thanks for stopping by. Drop over Facebook, become a fan, won't you please? Go to iTunes, write a review, subscribe. It's fun. GRD is licensed under the Creative Commons Attribution, Non-Commercial, Non-Derivative Works, United States 3.0 license. Make sure you drop a note to podcast Billy Flynn, the Bruce Flintsters, all of us at geekradiodaily.com.
Every once in a while, a student will come up to me and ask, Senor Chang, why do you teach Spanish? They say it just like that.
Why do you teach Spanish? Why you?
Why not math?
Why not photography?
Why not martial arts? I mean, surely it must be in my nature to instruct you in something that's ancient and secret, like, oh, building a wall that you can see from outer space. Well, I'll tell you why I teach Spanish. It is none of your business. Okay? And I don't want to have any conversations about what a mysterious, inscrutable man I am. I am a Spanish genius. In Espanol, my nickname is El Tigre Chino. Because my knowledge will bite her face off. So don't question Senor Chang, or you'll get bit. You bit. You bit.